This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rajarana Dewa and Belgian Minister for Foreign Affairs Bernard Quintin discuss bilateral ties in Brussels. Three people die in road accident in Butwal of Rupandehi district. Kathmandu records the coldest day of the year with temperature plummeting to 2 degrees Celsius. Thousands of protesters gather outside South Korea's National Assembly in Seoul as MPs begin to vote against on the impeachment motion of President Yoon Suk-yeol. And Kathmandu Gurkhas secure a dominant 6-wicket victory over Pokhara Avengers in ongoing Nepal Premier League cricket tournament. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rajarana Dewa met with Minister for Foreign Affairs, European Affairs and Foreign Trade and the Federal Cultural Institutions of Belgium, Bernard Quintin, in Brussels on Friday. During the meeting with Bernard, they discussed Nepal-Belgium relations, mutual interest and future cooperation, according to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. During the meeting, Minister Dr. Rana informed that Nepal was going to be upgraded from a least developed country to a developing country by the year 2026. During the meeting, discussions were also held on further strengthening the economic relations between Nepal and Belgium in the coming days and expanding the economic partnership, especially through investment in the priority sectors. Three people were killed when a passenger jeep met with an accident near Tinau Bridge in Butwal of Rupandehi district on the East-West Highway. According to the Butwal Area Police Office, 71-year-old Tirak Ram Khanal, his 67-year-old wife Gauri and 32-year-old jeep driver Hari Nupane, a resident of Butwal Metropolitan City, Ward No. 12, Naya Village, died in the accident. The accident took place yesterday night when the jeep was carrying a patient for the treatment in Butwal. One of the deceased, Gauri, was being taken to Lumbini Regional Hospital in Butwal for treatment when the jeep collided with a divider on the road, according to the Deputy Superintendent of Police, Bijayraj Pandit. The Kathmandu Valley has witnessed its coldest day of this winter today, with the minimum temperature recorded at 2 degrees Celsius. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology's Weather Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature on Friday was 3.1 degrees Celsius, which further dropped to 2 degrees Celsius today. The bulletin released by the department today morning highlighted the sharp decline in temperature in the Kathmandu Valley as well as other parts of the country. With the mercury plummeting this low, residents of the Kathmandu Valley have experienced a chillier climate today. According to the division, the temperature plummeted to minus 7.2 degrees Celsius in Jumla district today, marking the lowest temperature recorded so far this winter in the country. The weather is generally clear across the country, with mist and fogs in some places across the Tharai region. The current weather is influenced by the westerly wind, according to the Meteorological Department. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed an appeal at the Supreme Court against the decision of the Special Court to acquit a person accused of taking bribe money. The Special Court acquitted the in-charge of the police station in Khadeya of Bake District, Gajendra Singh Bhandari, in the judgment handed out in May earlier this year. The CIAA has filed an appeal again, saying that it was not satisfied with the acquittal, according to the CIAA spokesperson, Narahari Ghimire. Assistant Sub-Inspector Bhandari was arrested by the CIAA, red-handed with the bribe money. Similarly, in another case, CIAA has appealed to the Apex Court, saying that it was not satisfied with the decision made by the Special Court in the case of defendant Harichandra Bhusal, who was also arrested with bribe money. The Special Court had decided on the case in May. Even though the court accepted the matter of taking bribes illegally by the defendant and found Suman Kantar Thakur guilty, Harichandra Bhusal and others were acquitted. Dissatisfied with the grounds taken for acquittal, the CIA challenged the decision in the Supreme Court yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Thousands of protesters have gathered outside South Korea's National Assembly in Seoul as MPs begin to vote again on the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol. The opposition needs just 8 members from Yoon's party to vote in favor of the impeachment before the motion can pass. Yoon survived an impeachment vote last weekend and has clung to power despite mounting calls for him to step down after he tried to impose martial law. In another part of the capital, Yoon supporters are holding a rally in support of the embattled leader. President Yoon and his allies are currently under investigation for insurrection charges, and a travel ban has been slapped on several of them. A former Manchester City footballer is set to be appointed president today by Georgia's disputed parliament after 16 days of pro-European Union protests that have swept this country's towns and cities. Mikhail Kabelashvili, now 53 years old, is a former MP from the increasingly authoritarian ruling Georgian Dream Party and the only candidate for the job. The 4 main opposition parties have rejected Kabelashvili and have boycotted parliament, insisting that the elections held in October were rigged. Georgia's outgoing pro-Western president, Salome Zhurabishvili, has condemned Kabelashvili's election as a travesty, insisting she holds Georgia's only remaining legitimate institution. Now sports. Kathmandu Gurkhas secured a dominant 6-wicket victory over the Pokhara Avengers in a Nepal Premier League match held in Kirtipur today. Kathmandu won the toss and chose to field first. Pokhara Avengers posted a total of 138 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in their 20 overs, with their middle-order batters struggling against the Gurkhas' disciplined bowling attack. In response, Kathmandu chased down the target comfortably, reaching 142 runs for the loss of just 4 wickets in just 14.1 overs, thanks to an impressive performance by the top-order batsmen. Kathmandu's bowlers set the tone early, restricting the Avengers and ensuring a convincing victory with 35 balls to spare, keeping their momentum strong in the competition. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping, the headlines once again. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjuna Dewa and Belgian Minister for Foreign Affairs Bernard Quintin discuss bilateral ties in Brussels. 3 people die in road accident in Butwal. Kathmandu records the coldest day of the year with temperature plummeting to 2 degrees Celsius. Thousands of protesters gather outside South Korea's National Assembly in Seoul as MPs begin to vote again on the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol, and Kathmandu Gurkhas secure a dominant 6-wicket victory over Pokhara Avengers in ongoing Nepal Premier League cricket tournament. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.